to start, you've run for the Sitka Assembly before. Why are you throwing your hat in the ring again?
So I continue to throw my hat into the ring because essentially the community wants me to. I have community members that are like, are you going to run? Will you run? Can you run? And as long as the community continues to want me to run, I will continue to run. As I've mentioned to people before, I've got plenty of stuff on my plate. So if I get it, great. It's one more thing that I can put effort into and hopefully do a good job. And if I don't get it, I have plenty of other stuff to keep me occupied.
If you are elected, what do you think that you will bring to the table?
I think I'll bring a younger voice to the table. I'm 27, so I'd be the youngest person on the assembly if I was elected, as much as the current assembly. And I am on a conversation basis with some of them, Scott, Celine, and others. As much as I talk to them, yes, they've been here a long time. Yes, they want what's good for the community. I think they lack what it truly means for somebody that is coming out of high school, coming out of college, what it means to be in Sitka. They're already well established in their careers, well established in their businesses. And when I hear one of the recent things that came up in the assembly was like, oh, the reason people aren't coming to Sitka is because there's not recreational opportunities. It's like the reason people are leaving and not coming to Sitka is because they can't afford to pay for their rent. They can't afford to buy a house. So I'll be bringing a younger voice to the assembly and hopefully being able to tackle some of the larger issues that are ongoing.
Yeah, so you touched on these larger issues. What do you think are some of the biggest issues facing Sitkins? And then if you could choose maybe one of those to tackle, what would that be?
So some of the issues is obviously utility rates, cost of living, the housing crisis. The haulout is kind of in there. I know there's been a lot of discussion about a city-run haulout versus a non-city-run haulout. Of all of those, I think, just like previous years, my main focus would be the cost of living, which would ultimately be utility rates, how to lower them, and how to lower housing cost or somehow get more housing built. I know there's been talk about, you know, getting the state land from Indian River Valley or possibly even finishing that road out to the tribal land up north. But I've not seen any movement on the state or local level other than we're working on it. Well, I'm glad that you're working on it, but we'd like to see some movement on that.
And lastly, what do you think that Sitkins should know about you and your campaign? What's important?
As mentioned, I'm focusing on cost of living. That's been my platform for the past 2 years that I've ran. It'll be the platform again. Really, it's, I would say ultimately it tends to side closer to the younger age groups because, yeah, it's like I understand, oh, you know, you just have to work 2 or 3 jobs or you just have to do this or you just have to do that. Eventually, there is only so many hours in the day. I work for the university. I continue to be a part-time student pursuing my degree. I'm working on my certificates for my job. I hold 2 quasi-administrative positions on top of my main title for my job. And I am on a out-of-state board. So it's cool. I can go get another 1 or 2 jobs, but at the end of the day, there's 24 hours in a day. And wages nationally, not even in Sitka, have not risen at the same pace as inflation and all this other stuff. So that doesn't fix the underlying problem as well.